What's up, gentlemen? This is Rising Phoenix Podcast, a podcast about how to rise up after your divorce. I'm your host, divorce coach, Michael Rhodes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 145. This is going to be another solo one. I'm going to cover a few topics. I hope the majority centers around episode 143. But before I get to that, I want to cover at least one thing. The celebrity that I've been talking about, I fortunately was able to record that episode last Tuesday. And some of you know this, certainly if you're in the Discord server, you're aware. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, you're also aware. I recorded an episode with Tom Arnold and his co-host of his podcast, Monica Casey. You know, I'll let you guys decide whether or not it was a good interview. You know, I think with these episodes, sometimes I feel like I nailed it. Sometimes I feel like I did a really good job as an interviewer, and other times I felt like not so much. And this is one that I won't say how I feel about it. I'll just let you guys be the judge. What I will say is that I'm going to ask a gigantic favor of all of you that are listening. And it's, I'm trying to think if I've ever asked all of you to do anything for me. And I don't think that I have. Besides the standard, like, subscribe, comment, whatever, all that other bullshit, hit the bell or whatever. I don't think I've ever said that one. I don't say that stuff very often because I feel like, I mean, it's important, I think, if nothing else for my ego, but I think it's important. I'll say this, if you stumble across something on social media, what's one of the first things you look at? It's like how many followers, who's commenting, how many comments, all that kind of stuff. So I do think it is slightly important. And I think it's especially important for building credibility. So if I make a pitch, let's say I get a hold of Corey Taylor's manager or agent, somehow I get his email and I send an email and I give my elevator pitch, so to speak, and I give my socials and they look and there's not a whole lot of activity. I don't know if that is a factor or not. Certainly I can send information to them to provide, you know, about how many downloads and followers that I do have across the podcast platforms and things of that nature. But I would think that if they took a look at the socials, if they're going to take that step, I would imagine that they would want to see, you know, a decent number. And podcast followers, I don't think anybody can see but me. I think you can see on some of the smaller ones, like Pocket Casts, I think, is one where you can look and see how many people are following me. But I don't think you can see that on Apple, which is where the majority of my followers are on the podcast platforms. But maybe you can, but I don't think so. But certainly if you looked at Instagram, it's not, you know, it's not a ton of folks. And I generally don't care. I mean, you know, the more the merrier, obviously, but I don't obsess over how many. I don't even know how many Instagram followers I have. It's under 200. I think it's 140 something or 180. I don't even know. And Facebook is actually a little higher. It's over 500 on Facebook. The Rising Phoenix Podcast Facebook page has over 500. But anyway, so I'm going to ask a favor of all of you. But I'll wait until the episode comes out. I'm going to do a small intro to the episode to make my ask, my plea, perhaps. And I'm hopeful that you guys can help me out. And like I said, I'll kind of let you decide whether or not you thought it was a good interview. I'm certainly very thankful of the opportunity, for sure. So anyway, on to 143. So I had a ton of people. When I say ton, it was I haven't had this much activity on an episode maybe ever, if I'm being honest. I had people personally reach out to me on Facebook Messenger. Certainly the Discord server, there were many comments. It struck a chord, I suppose. And I mean, it's really cathartic to express yourself in a way. And especially as a man, I think all of you out there can relate in an emotional way, and then get people to provide positive feedback and say thank you. It was cathartic just to say it, just to get it off my chest. It was really good for me to say I'm sorry out loud to her, in a way. I guess it wasn't directly, but it felt good. And then I got the positive, mostly positive feedback. And there was one negative, or two, I guess, negative comments, same person, on my YouTube channel. And, of course, as humans, we focus on a negative. But we do that. But I don't think I focused on that one, because the guy's wrong. And you can look and see. But basically said I shouldn't care what she – I shouldn't say sorry because she wouldn't say sorry. And it shouldn't matter. And it was a fail on my part. And I should just move on or something of that nature. Not get, you know, I don't know it word for word. So that'll tell you the impact. But essentially it was, you know, don't be sad, or don't look for sadness, or fuck, I don't know. Anyway, he's just wrong. Who cares if she says it? Doesn't matter. I needed to say it for me. I didn't say it for her. It's the same sort of view on forgiveness. I don't forgive her for her sake. I forgive her for my sake. It's an awful lot of weight to bear. It's an awful big burden to walk around so angry and pissed off all the time. I just don't have any interest in that. So that episode wasn't for her. It wasn't to get her back or anything of that nature. It was simply a step in my process. And like I said in that episode, I don't know if it's for you, or if it's a necessary step. I don't know. That's up to you to decide. I think there are certain things that are important in this journey. I don't know if that is one. It felt good for me, but it might not be for you. The same with forgiveness. Maybe you can't forgive her. Maybe your ex did more heinous shit than mine did. I don't know. But for me, it was a good step. It was necessary, I would say. And I didn't feel bad about it, I can assure you that. The other thing that I posted a clip of that episode on all my social media. And again, that one got a lot of comments because it was a clip of me crying, essentially. Not essentially, I was fucking crying. I mean, you could see the tears in my eyes. And I don't know if the people commenting watched and or listened to the whole episode. I don't know. I can't make that assumption, but I got the sense that that's what occurred, that they saw this clip, saw me emotional and felt bad sad for me. But emotions are they're just visiting. They're just hanging out. So they'll pass through if you let them. If you're feeling sad, and I was sad in some moments in that episode, rightfully so. For me, it was emotional. I was feeling sad. I was feeling hurt, I guess, or it's just an emotional fucking thing to think about. But that doesn't mean that a couple things. One, it doesn't mean I'm sad all the time. It just means that I was sad in that moment, and I don't, because I'm able to sort of sit with it and feel it and then move on from it. I don't dwell on it. Is it sad? Could I sit here and start talking about the same subject and get sad? Yeah, probably. But that doesn't mean I'm a sad person or I have a sad life. Your emotions are just visiting. But it's also, if we let them, it's also, what are we telling ourselves about those emotions? And this is where I think a lot of you get caught up out there. And I get it. I understand it. It's the story you tell yourself about the emotion. And so if you're sad, why are you sad? You're telling yourself you're sad because she left. Okay, but why did she leave? Well, because all the shit you did, right? Because you're a bad person. It always comes back to this being, we're not good enough, right? And so when you have these negative emotions, whatever it be, loneliness, sadness, regret, all these things feed into, they can, and I think they do for a lot of you guys, they feed into this story that it's all your fault and you're just a bad person, that you, as someone posted, I think today, you deserve this. You're such a bad person. You deserve where you're at. Bullshit. Even if that were true. And maybe you were a bad person. Maybe I was a bad person. But it's not about what you did in the past. It's about what you do going forward. Because we all fuck up. Everybody fucks up. So if I focused on every one of my fuck ups, I'd never leave my house probably. I wouldn't get the fuck out of bed. We're allowed to fuck up. We're allowed to be fallible. We're human. That's what we do. And I get that you could really focus in on, yeah, but it's all the shit that I did that led to it. Yeah, maybe so. But you can't do anything about that now, except for to change who you are and work on who you are. If you don't change, I've said this so many fucking times. If you're out there and you're struggling, this is the fucking, take this point home, write it down, get that fucking tattooed on your arm that your story equals your worth. And if you don't change your story about who you are, then you're never going to get any better. You never will, because your story doesn't change. You're in the position you're in because the story is that you're a piece of shit. You're not worth anything. It's all your fault. You're worthless. If you don't change that fucking story, then everything around you is going to fuel that story. You're going to look for it. Oh, I'm lonely. I can't find a good date. That's because I'm a piece of shit. I'm sad because I miss her. Well, it's my fault because I fucked it all up. I'm a piece of shit. If you allow this story to continue, you'll find ways to fucking fulfill it, especially if we're in our, at any point, I think, but especially some of us, we're in our 30s, late 40s, 50s, whatever that fucking age range most of us are in. And I think Spotify says most of y'all are 35 to 44, and 98% male, and like 1% other. What the fuck other is, but anyway, so we can easily get, or we are locked into our story at that point. You have to make a concerted fucking effort to change your story in order to change your life. If everything leads back to the story of you is you're a piece of shit, that you deserve this, that you earned it, that you fucked it all up, then yeah, things will never fucking improve. And it doesn't need to be that way. So it is incredibly important. If there is one thing you need to do, it is to change your story. What are you telling you about you? You have to change that story. And if you don't, you're going to fulfill it. You're going to find things to perpetuate it. You're going to do things to perpetuate it, because that's your story. That's who you are. That's where your comfort is. That's where your home is. I'm a fuck up. I keep fucking up. I can't fucking not fuck up. Everything I do ends up getting fucked up. If that's your story, guess what? You're going to fucking, that's a prophecy you will fulfill. I'm positive that's what you'll do. And so you have to change that story. And I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example here. First of all, my podcast, the numbers for the podcast are down. I don't think it's necessarily anything I'm doing. After looking into it and looking at the time frame and timelines of everything, Apple changed some shit. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's essentially, it used to be, and I've seen this on an app I've been using, Pocket Cast, I think is what I've been using. And sometimes I listen to the Mark Maron show. Not often. I mean, once a month, maybe. It depends on who his guest is, to be honest with you. Great dude, funny dude. I'm actually thinking I'm going to reach out to him. We'll see what happens. He was divorced at least once. So anyway, when I go to that show on this app, I believe it's Pocket Cast, I can see it start downloading every episode that has come out since I last visited the page. And so that counts as a download, even though I'm not playing anything on that app. I think that's the way it used to be for Apple. I'm not sure about Pocket Cast, but you can see it. You can see once you log on to a show that you subscribe to or follow, and you haven't been there in a little while, and I hadn't, and it was like 4 or 5 episodes, I could see it downloading as soon as I was just visiting the episode page. So that's the way, I don't know if that counts for downloads in the grander sense, but that was essentially the mechanism that Apple was using. So if someone was following my show and hadn't listened for 10 episodes, and went and listened and looked at my page or whatever and just clicked on it, it would download those 10 episodes and count as 10 downloads. So that's changed. That changed in September, I think it was. Coincidentally, that was right after the Robert Glover interview. So it looked like things nosedived after that. Nosedive, that's not accurate. I would say they cut probably by 20%, 15 to 20%, which is significant. And so anyway, so my podcast numbers are down. Also, Google Podcasts has stopped utilizing Google. Google has stopped using the podcast app. There was a Google Podcast app that's been shut down. Everything is now going through YouTube music, but I don't have my podcast on YouTube music. So it is on YouTube, but not YouTube music. And so I don't know where those listens went to. I don't know if people just dropped the podcast or if they went to just YouTube. That's a separate metric. So metrics, the YouTube downloads don't count. I know this is all inside baseball. You're probably like, what's the fucking point? I'm getting there. I promise you. Those numbers don't count. So anyway, so there has been a nosedive in my numbers. That is clear as day. And this month, I have lost more people on Apple than I've gained. I'm now down to 598 followers on Apple. And I was at 604, I think. Something like that. Now, what is it? When I see that, what am I telling myself? What is the story I'm telling myself? The old me would have been like, oh, man, my show sucks. It used to be good. Nobody likes it anymore. Or whatever. Whatever story that is negative about me. Whatever. Whenever I see that, I fill in the blanks with it's my fault, essentially. Or I could go, well, that does suck. That's true. But I don't know why. It could be that these dudes or chicks, but mostly dudes, at least according to the metrics I can find, most of y'all are gentlemen, males. It could be that they thought they were going to get divorced and she reneged and now he doesn't want to listen to this. And that's fine. Totally understandable. It could be that they started with me a long time ago and now they're healed and moving on and they just don't want to listen because they want to move on from divorce. Again, understandable. It could be that I fucking suck. I don't know. I can't fill in that story in a completely accurate way. So I have to make up the story. I have to fill in the blanks. And what am I filling in the blanks with? If it's I'm a piece of shit, then that's negative, obviously, right? And then that's hurtful and perpetuates the view of myself as being negative. Or I could look at it and go, I don't know. And that's the truth. I don't know. It could be that people are like, fuck this guy, but I don't know. Why would I want to think that? Why would I want to be negative about that situation when I don't really absolutely positively know? It's not like someone reached out to me and said, you know, I think it was 11 losses and 7 gains in the month of April, I think, something like that. It's not like 11 people reach out to me and said, your show's a piece of shit and you're a fucking terrible host and an interviewer and your solo episodes suck. No one did that. So I can fill in that blank any way that I want. And I choose to fill it in a way that is not disruptive to my self-esteem or my self-worth. And I know this is hard, man. My whole entire fucking life, I filled in that blank with something negative. 100%, I would assume it was my fault. I don't have any interest in perpetuating that. Fuck all that. So if there's one thing that you need to work on, all of you out there, and like you're stuck, you feel like you're stuck, it's that narrative therapy. It's go back and listen to the week one of my podcast. And maybe I'll try and get MC McDonald on to talk about narrative therapy because she helped me with narrative therapy. Look into it. Find a narrative therapist near you. It's not a very difficult process. It takes time and effort and energy, but it can change your life because it allows you to change your story about who you are. Another thing is read the book Rising Strong by Brené Brown. Can't fucking recommend that book enough. If there's one thing, again, I'm emphasizing this. There's one thing out there. If you're out there and you're stuck, you're feeling like you made no progress. And by the way, you have because you're listening. And so you're here, you're with us, you've gone on from the worst day in your life and you're still alive. So you've made progress. It's just, you get stuck in certain situations and feelings and allow those situations and feelings to reinforce this narrative you have about yourself. Fuck that narrative. It's wrong. You're not a piece of shit. You're not worthless. You didn't deserve this. Now, maybe you fucked up, and that's probably true because we all do. But that doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you can't change your life going forward. Let's say, yes, you did fuck up, and you did many things that were wrong. But you can't do anything about that now. All you can do is change who you are going forward. So anyway, I want to end, I guess I think that's pretty well. I just wanted to say, number one, if I didn't say it, thank you to all of you that did reach out. It was really nice to hear. Again, when you're open and you're vulnerable, and then people that's helpful. But then when people validate it or appreciate it, boy, that's fucking powerful stuff, man. So thank you to all of you that commented, messaged, whatever you did. Thank you so very much. I just wanted to make sure that I made the point to say thank you, because it is and was appreciated. And the other part of it is, your emotions are just passers. They're just stopping by. They're not hanging out. They don't have to hang out. They don't have to define who you are. Most of the time they come, they go. That's just not most of the time, all the time. If you allow it, especially if you allow it to sit with it and feel it, and eventually it will go on its merry fucking way. Anyway, it is 10:19 at night on this Monday night, April 29th. And I am fucking exhausted, man. So I'm going to have to edit this one, I think, a little bit. I'm gonna wrap up with two things. One, this Wednesday night in the Discord server, we're going to have a listening party for the Tom Arnold and Monica Casey episode. So if you're in the Discord server, that's coming a couple days. The last thing I want to say is, you know, that interview has really motivated me to make some changes and look at some things differently. And really, honestly, on the technological side. So I'm going to, in the next, probably it's going to take a little bit, but I'm going to be upgrading some things with this podcast. Probably the hardware that I'm using, and certainly this studio. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm going to make some changes. I'm really, you know, I'm tired. In life in general, being a single father half the time is fucking exhausting. But I am really looking forward to hopefully growing this thing and continuing to reach folks, to reach more folks, and help as many men as I can survive this shit show that is divorce, and not only survive it, but grow and thrive. And I know that fucking rhymes, survive and thrive, but it fucking fits. I want people to thrive after the divorce, because it is fucking possible. This doesn't have to define us. It doesn't. It doesn't have to be completely negative. And I promise you that when I say that, and I hear myself saying it, and I know that the me of 4 years ago would have told me right now to go fuck himself. And time is, we've touched on this many times in the podcast, so time is what it is, but it's a testament to the work. And I'm telling you, if you do the work, you'll get to the point where you're like, maybe this wasn't so bad. It still hurts at times. It still sucks, clearly, but maybe good can come from it. So keep fucking working. Don't quit, and you'll get there. I promise you. Until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. Since my separation in July of 2019, I have done an incredible amount of work on myself. I've had many different therapists, life coaches, and went through different programs. I've taken all that I've learned and put it into my own program called Forged by Fire. If you are interested in having me help you navigate your divorce, please hit my website, risingphoenixdivorcecoach.com. I look forward to working with you.